One, two, three. You got the message. Yeah, the closet shop. And in 2 weeks you'll be out of the job. So take the pencils and the paper clips, 'cause that will be your only parting gift. Sing it. Under the bridge we'll find us waiting. Under the bridge we'll sing a song.
This is Karen Schomer, WGXC's music director and host of The Schomer Show. Tonight, March 28th at 9 p.m., punk legend John Doe and singer-songwriter Jill Sobule will perform together at Club Helsinki in Hudson. They've recorded a new album of duets called A Day at the Pass. Today at 5:30 p.m., WGXC is incredibly pleased to host a live in-studio performance and interview with Doe and Sobule. We'll also be giving away a free pair of tickets to the show. For those of you who aren't familiar with Doe and Sobule, and for the excited fans, we've prepared a retrospective of their musical careers. John Doe's mellow now, but he didn't used to be. From 1977 until 1988 and beyond, he was co-lead singer of the Los Angeles punk band X with his former wife, Exene Cervenka. More than any other band of their time, X put the West Coast punk scene on the map. Their 1981 album Wild Gift was named Rolling Stone's Album of the Year. In 1982, they signed with Elektra Records, releasing albums like Under the Big Black Sun, More Fun in the New World, and See How We Are, and becoming one of the first American punk bands to rise from the underground to mainstream success. X was the closest thing to an American Clash, a tight, frenetic rock band that was incendiary on stage. Their chemistry grew out of Billy Zoom's sped-up rockabilly guitar and Doe and Cervenka's flattened, almost out-of-tune harmonies. They seemed to be singing from some dingy basement part of themselves about love, transgression, and the pointless limitations society puts on individuals. X has reunited several times and still performs today. But since 1990, Doe has released solo albums and recorded with bands like the country rock outfit The Sadies. He's also an actor, appearing in dozens of films and TV shows, from Boogie Nights and Wyatt Earp to Roswell and The Wizards of Waverly Place. Jill Sobule is one of those sharp, thoughtful, under-heralded singer-songwriters who's built a long, successful career just below the radar. It used to be she was best known for a quirky 1995 folk pop hit, I Kissed a Girl. But now she's best known for not writing the bigger, dumber Katy Perry hit of the same title. Sobule has released several solo albums since 1990, collaborated with everyone from Warren Zevon to Julia Sweeney to Arianna Huffington, and written music for television shows like Nickelodeon's Unfabulous. In 2008, she raised $75,000 from her fans to fund the recording of her album California Years. She's not quite as much of a legend as John Doe, but she can claim a bustling, impressive career of her own and a pile of credibility. In your eyes, but it only lasted a little while, and then I felt your hand above my knee.
kissed a girl. I've kissed a girl. Kissed a girl, her lips were sweet. She was just like kissing me. Kissed a girl won't change the world, but I'm so glad.
Join us this afternoon at 5:30 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM when John Doe and Jill Sobule stop by our studios for a live performance and interview. You can find out more information about Doe and Sobule's new album, A Day at the Pass, at www.jillsobule.com or on our website, wgxc.org. And don't miss their show tonight at Club Helsinki in Hudson at 9 p.m.